Welcome to Emergency Contact, the podcast where people tell good stories about bad injuries. My name is Brian Russo, and with me is Mr. Andy Fitch.
Hey, everybody. I'm not a doctor.
I am not a doctor as well. I think we've covered that a few times, but people are still confused about it.
I'm writing a book about it. It'll be out this fall.
Not a medical journal. Not in the medical journal.
That's the title, not a medical journal.
Look for it. By Andy Fitch, not a doctor, MD. It's been a while, but do you have any injuries from the past week?
I do.
Okay.
So in my bathroom, the bathtub is very tall. I'm 6 feet tall, and it's probably like 2.5 feet tall. Maybe that's an exaggeration. It's a very tall tub.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this.
I mean, it's a very tall tub, and so I have to actively think about like bringing my lanky legs over it to get into the shower, and
your big thick legs.
I'm a solid 220.
Yeah.
So a lot of times in the mornings, I'll be like kind of hazy and be like, oh, I'm just doing my morning routine, and I'll forget that I have to step really high to get into this tub, and it must have been like a week ago. I slammed my knee into the edge of the tub, which has like a metal rack on it where the doors for the shower close. And I collapsed into the tub, and the water was on. And I just laid in the bottom of the tub for like 5 minutes, just like, because I had this crazy Charlie horse. And then I like stood up and I saw blood rushing down my leg. I have this little like cut there. It's starting to heal. Yeah, it's bad. But yeah, that's an injury.
Am I allowed to talk yet?
No, I haven't introduced you. Now we're going to have to keep that in. All right. So since another one of our guests could not keep their trap shut, we're going to have to jump into this. I had like 10 more minutes prepared. All right. Well, you might know her.
You might know her from interrupting a minute ago.
You might know her from actor and improviser. very much alive in New York City. It is Betsy Helmer.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, I was doing a podcast.
And then I interrupted.
Interrupting.
Whoopsie.
That's all right. So what did you want to say?
That I got injured this week. Right. Well, last week,
Is it what you're going to talk about? Is it
no.
The start? What is,
all right, then don't even bother.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Well, what happened?
I got cut by a woman on the subway.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
Like in line?
No. I was on the way to an audition in Times Square. And you know when you're like up against a wall, you can't really move.
you can move forward or
you
side
can
to
move
side.
Forward. But like if someone's coming towards you, then it's like... You assume they're going to be the ones to move out of the way.
Yeah.
This woman did not register that, or she just decided to go against the grain. And
it's all good. Keep going.
My
apartment's a big rain stick.
She decided to go against the grain, and she hit me. Like at full force, like side tackled, and something like it was in the morning commute, and I was like, ow. And then, like, I get on the train and I'm bleeding from my arm. Like, something slashed me from her bag.
Did you ever find out what it was?
No, but like, in my mind, I start freaking out, like, oh my gosh, like, I have hepatitis C now.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's what I thought of.
Like, immediately, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm bleeding. I've been cut by some foreign object. I don't know what it is. And so I text my parents. And my dad responded back with like, oh, like cover it like up, you'll be fine, wash it. My mom did the same thing. And then my stepmom, she texted back, she goes, probably amputation of the shoulder. Now would be a good time to start drinking.
Pick out a casket.
Thanks, Jill. But she's great. But yeah, so I got cut by a woman.
Wait, did she get on the same car as you?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, did you have to like stand next to her for the whole train ride?
No. Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. So, Betsy, you've been clamoring to get on this podcast because you were like, you know, even though I hate podcasts, I'd really like to do one. So, we finally obliged. Mm-hmm. We had to knock out Scarlett Johansson. She was going to be coming in next. But
sorry, ScarJo, we didn't mean to bump you, but...
Well, we're not bumping her. We're cutting her completely. It's just like, I don't really care.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well,
she's a listener, though.
Hey, Scarlett.
Don't talk to her. We're not on speaking terms anymore. All right. So anyway, you have a plethora of injuries to pull from.
There were so many that I could have chosen from.
And you
to the point where when I said I was going to do this podcast, people were like, oh my God, what are you going to choose from?
How long is this podcast?
Like, you have to choose one? So yeah.
We might have you back if there's another cool one kicking around.
Yeah. There's a lot of medical stuff.
So did you settle on one?
Yeah,
so
I've settled on one.
You centered
it
on one that you're about to tell right now.
Mm-hmm.
So take us away.
Okay, so it was the summer after my sophomore year of college, and I was in Washington, D.C., and that summer, I tend to overextend myself. So I was in Washington, D.C. doing a play there, and then I was also working at this organization that tutors homeless children, and also in order to live there, I was having to work for the residential housing office at Georgetown.
Okay.
Because you would get free housing.
Mm.
So like 2 days of the week, I would go to work and I'd wear like these khaki shorts and like collared shirt or whatever and like go to work. And
that was just your choice? It wasn't a...
No, that was my choice. That was a uniform I wore throughout college, actually.
Interesting choice.
I know.
Not what I would have gone with. I would have gone with all black, like a ninja.
And So I was assigned, though, to my freshman dorm to, like, check people in who were doing, like, summer programs.
Mm-hmm.
My freshman dorm at Georgetown was called Darnell, and it was kind of like the not
great. A human name?
Yes, but it was kind of like the not great dorm. Like, it was far away from everything. It was right across from the hospital, and people called it the Dirty D because, like— No one wanted to live there. Like, when you would get your placement, you would, like, fingers crossed, like, please don't be Darnell. Please don't be Darnell. Please don't be Darnell.
That's the same nickname that I had in college.
Interesting. For a reason.
Nobody wanted to be inside, Brian.
Oh, God.
Did the other dorms have, like really nice names? Like
New South.
Like Winston or, like...
New South, Harbin Hall.
Oh, so they
Hall.
Weren't, like, person names?
No. Oh, okay. New Just South, Darnell. Harbin Hall. And I can't remember the other.
Cassidy. I didn't know if it was like one was like Percy and the other was like
Rebecca.
Chastity.
Chastity. Well,
that's like a stripper. Name. An exotic dancer. Sorry.
But everybody wants to be in Nepal.
No. So, but you would not want to spend a lot of time in this place. Like
in Darnell.
Yes. For instance, like after my freshman year, we learned that they were like tearing down the walls because there was, what's that pink stuff that gives you like
asbestos?
Yeah.
That's fiberglass is the pink stuff. Asbestos.
There was asbestos in the walls that they were having to like get rid of, which I like lived there for a full year. So
you
I was like,
mesothelioma.
Great. Yeah, exactly. But you wouldn't want to spend a lot of time there. So I chose to spend time there while I was working because I would check people in. And so you're sitting at your desk, and right below is like the Student Health Center at Georgetown. And I'm allergic to a lot of things, so I would get immunization shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go like every week and get immunization shots into my arm. And that summer I was like really trying to get through it because I was like so close and it was convenient. So I would like just like hop off from work really quickly and be like, all right, I'm going downstairs to my appointment, get the shot, and then like come back up.
Go back to Darnell.
Yes, to check people in. You're supposed to wait like 15 minutes after the shot. Before leaving, because sometimes you might have a reaction, like a really bad reaction. I go in like normal, and it's towards the end of the day, like around 4 o'clock when they're closing. They were closing early. And I go in, and it's not my normal nurse. It's like this nurse practitioner. I go in and get my shot, and like it really hurt when she gave me the shot. And I wasn't really looking. Like she just kind of like stabbed me.
She's like, oh, wait, this is my samurai sword. Sorry.
And it like really hurt, but I was like, all right, whatever, like I need to go back up. And they were closing for the day. So I go back up and I'm on my computer watching some show, like waiting for people to come into the dorm. And I like put my headphones in. It's probably like a minute and a half later. And like I feel my ears burning. And I'm like, gosh, like these headphones are weird. And like then like I feel them like getting hot. And then I'm starting to have trouble breathing. Oh, and I'm realizing like my heart is racing and I'm thinking like I'm going into anaphylactic shock. Like
are you sure it wasn't just like a really good show?
No. Where there's like a trash can fire nearby or something?
No, I think I was watching like So You Think You Can Dance.
Which you were just overcome with emotion.
Yes, overcome with
heart
emotion.
Started racing. But you're not a dancer.
I'm not a dancer. No, even though everyone thinks I am.
Do you think you can dance?
Absolutely not.
What does that look for?
It's So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay. Da-da-da. So do you think you can dance?
No, you still said it wrong. It's So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, So You Think You Can Dance? Yeah, huh?
Exactly.
It's a real smarmy title.
So then I turn to the girl next to me who's working with me. I'm like, I gotta go. Like,
and she's like, what?
I leave like all my shit there, and I grab my phone, and I'm like running back downstairs to the office, and they're closed. Like the door is locked, but I see a nurse getting into her car.
Did she put the clothes and sign, said, flip it around? She's like, sorry.
The hours were there, and they had closed at 4, and I go up to her as she's getting into her car, and I'm like, I'm going into shock. And she's like, sorry, you're going to have to call 911. We're closed for this.
Gosh. Yes.
Thank you, Georgetown Health Center.
Wow. That's like, part of the, like, do no
medical
harm?
Code. Yeah. So I'm like,
she's like, that's just doctors, not nurses. See ya.
So if she's at a restaurant and somebody's like, oh, like we need medical attention, she's like, sorry.
Well, somebody's
call
like,
911.
Is anybody here a doctor? She just sits silently and stares.
She's like, sorry, like you're gonna have to call 911. We're at done for the day here. And she gets in her car and drives off.
Runs
at
over
this
your
point,
phone.
I'm like, like getting overheated, like swell. I'm really struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to panic. Mind you, like the hospital's only like 500 feet away. But I call at Georgetown. They have this thing where students who are medical students will work as like EMS, but it will be free for Georgetown students. Like they don't charge you if you call. It's called like GERMS. Like I think it's Georgetown Emergency Response Medical System students. I don't know what it stands for. They basically take care of a lot of drunk students, though. Like, that's like, if you're like, oh, I got germs, it's like, oh, well, like, you got wasted and like, you got alcohol poisoning or something.
That's gotta be weird to be known as a germ.
Right. And also weird because
sounds
you're
like a 90s like cartoon gang or something.
We're the germs.
We're the germs.
We're here to help you or something.
Let's ride dirt bikes.
So I called like every single time, by the way, I got germs in college was due to like real medical issues, nothing to do with alcohol. Like,
was it at Darnell as well?
No,
a lot
but
of
it
germs
was in
going around Darnell.
A lot, because it's a freshman dorm. So you would like see them come in with the full like ambulance and everything. But I called germs, they arrive and they're like, oh shit, like she's actually like, so they put oxygen on me to get like oxygen in me, but then they like turn it up. So like my fingers and my extremities start going numb because like they're like pumping too much oxygen into me.
Do you get the bends?
And by this point, like, just wait for it. By this point, I'm like, they're having to call like my emergency contact was like my boyfriend because he was in DC at that point, or my ex now, but my boyfriend at the time, Chris. Great guy.
wasn't meant to be.
And he was like working for a government job for like the mediation center. So he's on his way, and like I've called my dad. He's like, call 911 or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the germs people are like, they can't deal with like really serious medical issues.
Like
if someone's
stuff?
No, if someone's not able to breathe or if they've had like a head injury, they can't. They have to call like DC fire.
Like
and
they're just there for minor stuff,
right?
Are they like first aid, like CPR, like Red Cross certified?
They can, yeah, I think so. I'm not really sure. They had to call DC fire and like the actual ambulance and emergency response people.
Well, I know that some student health centers have teams of students that are basically volunteers and they're just Red Cross certified. And so essentially they're doing almost the minimum of what they can do. Like they're kind of available for the same reason, but they're there in case something happens. They're not really who they get called on. They're still the people who would call an ambulance. They're just there until the ambulance gets there.
These germs guys, like were in an, like they drive an ambulance and like respond to like actually like things outside of Georgetown as well. Oh. Like so, just like within like the 5 mile, like I think like a perimeter.
Right.
But they actually had to call in like the big guns, I guess, for me.
And basically anytime the emergency isn't like drunk person related, they're like, oh, we're going to call our dad. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, so much of it, they're just used to the alcohol related right. stuff.
So it's like easy for them to take care of. Whereas like with this, like I think there were like two fire trucks that ended up coming and like another ambulance. And at this point they put me on like one of those gurney things and like I get like hauled into the ambulance. And like I just remember this huge firefighter. And at this point my boyfriend hadn't arrived. He was running from his job.
Is that why you dumped him?
Like, why didn't you drive?
No, we're still on very good terms. Yeah, he's a really great person.
I don't know. You're making him sound pretty bad.
No, he's great.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He ran, like, the memory that I have is, like, me being in the ambulance. You know that little window in the back? Me, like, seeing him running towards the ambulance as I'm, like, strapped down on the table. But the DC fire guy, the firefighter, like, shoves an IV in me, and he's like, all right, like, have you ever... He's like,
all right.
He's like, all right, we're going to like give you some stuff into this IV real quick. Like, you're going to feel like you're having a heart attack, but you're going to be fine.
Can I ask? I should have asked this earlier. Do you know what the shot was for?
Basically, it's like everything I'm allergic to.
So it's like a combination.
It's a combination. I'm allergic to like everything. And so I was getting shots for years.
So like, this is just like a weekly thing?
This is a weekly thing. And like you build up little bit by little bit to like, make yourself more immune to these things that you're naturally allergic to.
So do you know why that
reacts? Okay. So I go to, and so then I just like immediately pass out because my heart surges. Like he's like, it's going to feel like you're having a heart attack. Like, just like hold on and like it will be over with.
This is going to be a trip. So get ready.
Basically. And so he shoves the thing. It like burns through my entire body and like you can feel it going through your system and goes directly to your heart.
And then he puts on Dark Side of the Moon.
And then I have this memory of just, like, passing out. Because it was, like, steroids and, like, Benadryl through IV and, like, all this stuff they're trying to, like, counteract.
Like, how do we fix this? Put more stuff in her.
And then I woke up in the emergency room with, like, my boyfriend Chris at the time, like, hours later passed out. And I was like, whoa. So what ended up happening was the nurse practitioner... She was not, I don't think she was used to like doing this, like
administering that shot.
Yes. So
the initial.
Yeah. So you're supposed to grab like the fattiest part of your arm. Like they always like try and like tug to get the fattiest part of your arm.
Like right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Directly on the bone.
Yeah. Your wrist bone is where they aim for. She basically like injected the shot into my shoulder bone. And when it does that, it like, basically goes straight through your system. Like if you're injecting into the fat, it like slowly disperses out, which is also why you're supposed to wait so they can like see the full reaction and measure it. But I was like, they're closing. I'm just going to leave.
They were rushing you out the door.
So I waited like 2 minutes and then like left, which you're not supposed to do. And then I woke up and now like I had to carry an EpiPen on me, even though it's not like I'm like going to get stabbed again by someone.
So you still carry an EpiPen?
No, I should probably get one. I don't have one on me right now. But it's like I'm not getting immunization shots because I got up to maintenance with it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I woke up in the hospital and I was released and now I just have to – I had to carry an EpiPen on me. And, like, I remember going directly to dinner afterwards. Because we
like right when you were discharged?
Yes, because we had plans to meet my friend Maria. And she had no idea what had happened. Like, she thought it was just, like, a regular afternoon. And this was,
poor
like,
Maria.
This was, like, 4 hours later. And so Chris and I were walking, and we go to this Greek restaurant in Georgetown. And I actually just saw her for the first time the other day. And she was, like, remembering this. And she was like, yeah, you looked gray. Like,
she was, you looked like, great?
Gray. Like, I just, like, walked up. And she was like, what the hell happened to you? I think I just looked, like, poisoned. Because essentially that's what had happened to me. Like, everything that my body is reacting to, I was, like, shocked my system with. And she was like, yeah, I just remember you looking horrible and gray. And, like, having no idea why. Yeah.
So did how long before you felt kind of normal again after you were discharged?
I spent like 3 or 4 hours in the hospital. Like they monitored me there. And then I was out, I was out after that, but I felt horrible afterwards. Like at dinner, I was definitely loopy. And then Chris and I got in a fight that night because he offered to walk Maria home. And I was supposed to remember to stay up and have the door open, obviously, for him to come in. But I was so tired and exhausted. My body was so shocked. I just passed out immediately.
Yeah.
And so he got locked out of the apartment. And he was really mad at me.
And
but I was like,
that's when all the trouble started.
All downhill from there.
He was really mad at me. But I was like, I just went through this traumatic, near death experience. Like I was going to die in front of my freshman dorm.
In front of Darnell.
In front of the dirty D. I was literally and people were walking by. I was I remember people walking by and me sobbing and being on the phone.
And they just looked at you?
Yes.
That's crazy to me when people don't, it's one
when
thing
somebody
if
somebody doesn't help.
Well, it's one thing if you see somebody crying on the phone, but it's another thing if you see somebody and they look physically ill or just unwell in any way. And they don't say something. There's been times where I've been hey, are you okay? And they've people have snapped at me. They'd be I'm fine. What do you want? But I'd rather get yelled at for asking them than to walk by and then just.
And have somebody.
And then read a news article about some lady who.
Killed over on the street.
Yeah, because nobody stopped to help her.
Yeah, well, that was happening to me. And everyone was just I think it was a Friday. So everyone just wanted to get home. And I was
they're call 911, sorry.
Yeah, and it's also super awkward because I was in class with some of these people that were these are students at Georgetown that were
at them the next day.
not the next day, but
class
it was
Saturday.
In the summer, but it's really awkward when you have this traumatic life event and you're in a super vulnerable position. And then the person who's helping you, you see in
Ninja
theater
class.
And performance studies, whatever it may be. You're you basically saw me at my worst, lowest point in life.
And walked by.
Yep, basically.
So if you had any word of advice for somebody in a similar situation, what would it be?
Listen to your body. So, if something really hurts and doesn't feel good, she'd be like, ow, that didn't feel right. If you're in a doctor's office and they're like.
Let them know.
Yeah. And
Maybe not. Maybe don't go to the clinic right before closing time.
Yeah. I would say heed medical advice. If they say when you get your eyes dilated and they're like, oh, you shouldn't drive because you're going to be sensitive to the sun.
I'm fine.
And then you drive and you're like, oh, shit, it's bright. I'm about to get in an accident. I tend to be a bit impatient. So I would just say be patient and heed medical advice.
That's good.
All right.
Okay, so I think it's about time we play a game. What do you say, Andy?
I say let's play a game. What do you say, Betsy?
Absolutely.
Good. So
let's do this.
This is a brand new game. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Andy doesn't even know what this
is. I've never heard of this.
Oh my gosh.
Today, I'm the game maker.
That's right.
This is a stupid name, but I thought it was clever.
Is it stupider than Ouch Couch?
No, this is what I think is funny, but it might not be.
Okay, what is it?
This game is called You Down With ICD.
Is that a reference to You Down With OTP? Yeah, you
OPP?
Down.
Yes.
Or OPP,
is.
Other People's Property.
Oh, or OT, Off Track Betting?
You down with OTB?
He's my favorite Wu-Tang rapper.
All right. So I guess let's hear the theme song to You Down With ICD.
Ooh, baby, I like it.
Well, now we're going to play that even though it has nothing really to do with it.
Well, I made the...
Yeah, it's going to... It's in. All right. So that was the theme song. You really like that.
This might be a lack of sleep.
Oh, she's in a giggle fit.
All right, now...
Okay,
all right, so explain the game.
Okay. So the ICD is the International Classification of Diseases. Mm. And that comes out periodically. There's been 10 of them. So we're on ICD-10 right now. And that's basically the codes that hospitals and clinics come up with for like injuries or diseases.
Okay.
So it's a series of letters and numbers that are the codes, and then there's the corresponding description for the codes.
Like the DSM is used for like psychiatry and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly. There's two different ones. There's mm-hmm. one for like diagnosis, and there's one for another thing.
We're not doctors.
So I had to look all this up on the internet. But so like a normal one would be V09.2 is a pedestrian injured in traffic. So that's just like a normal one.
Okay.
But then there's a lot of weird ones in there too, because they've come up with one for like every possible situation. So I'll give you three, and there's one that is not a real code.
Okay.
So are you ready to play you down with ICD?
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Today, we're going to play for, Andy, what are we going to play for?
Play for a little bit of scratch.
How's that sound? A little bit of scratch. Yeah.
Great.
All right. She's excited. I can't see it. She's down with ICD.
I'm also wearing a full tuxedo. They can't see that.
Yeah, thanks for dressing up.
I thought that was a little weird because it is.
It's warm. It's very warm out.
But I appreciate the effort you put in. Like a lot of people come here in like sweats and like, burlap.
Yeah, in burlap.
They're dressed as peasants from an old medieval movie. Okay, so number one, there's Y92.250D, and that's swallowed an unknown amount of human hair. There's V97.33XD, which is sucked into a jet engine, subsequent encounter. So for like the second time. Or W61.12XA, struck by a macaw.
What is a macaw?
Like a parrot.
Oh, and these are all real?
Well, there's one that isn't.
No, but two of them are.
Two of them are real.
That's the best part.
No, they're going to get harder.
Oh, my God. All right, so we have macaw.
Yeah, there's. I'll omit the codes for the second
macaw, jet stream, and...
Well, there's swallowed an unknown amount of human hair, sucked into a jet engine for the second time, or struck by a macaw.
I'm going to say the one that's a lie is the second one.
Sucked into a jet engine for the second time?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Really?
That is a real one.
Wow. Are you going to... Do we get to know which is the fake?
Would you like to guess which one's the fake?
I'm going to guess the macaw.
That is also true. It's really? Swallowed an unknown amount of human hair. I made that one up.
That would have been my second guess because in a manual, I feel like saying an unknown
they would
amount,
measure it.
They would measure the amount.
Well, it's
hair.
Usually like, I think these... And I'm not a doctor, but I think these codes are basically like they'll put down these codes when the ambulance reaches them, so the doctors know what they're like getting themselves into.
Mm.
So they might not know how much hair.
Like when I hear struck by a macaw, I just think of like a backhand.
There is a shocking amount of struck bys because they have one like for every animal.
Wow, see that I.
But why is the airplane one like a second time?
Well, how do you survive the first?
Well, I should say. Almost all of these will have first encounter or subsequent encounter.
Okay.
They'll have them for both. All right. You got two more. Number two, we have V91.07XA, and that's burns due to water skis on fire. There's W97.41X, struck by an arcade gaming cabinet. Or R15.2, fecal urgency.
The first one is the lie.
The burns due to water skis on fire?
No.
Burns due to water skis on fire, struck by an arcade gaming cabinet, or fecal urgency.
Fecal urgency sounds like it would be a real, like, I know that's a real thing. Like, people shitting themselves and having to.
But
I don't think it would be. No.
You're going to say the fecal urgency is not it?
Yeah, because it sounds too good to be true.
Fetal urgency does sound too good to be true. Andy, what do you think?
I want to say fecal urgency because I want the water skis on fire to be real.
So what are you saying?
I guess I'm going to go with water skis. I hope that's real, though.
Struck by an arcade gaming cabinet is what I made up.
Really? Because
the other two are real.
Well done, man. That would make sense to me. Like, you hear about, like,
yeah,
like stuff falling on people.
Yeah. Like, it's specific enough to be, like, on this weird list, but...
Water skis on... How often are water skis on fire?
Enough to have code V91.07XA.
We got to get one of those people on the podcast.
Right? Okay, last but not least, we've got Y83.14, hurt at a hair salon. We have W55.29XA, other contact with a cow, or
sexy
W56.22, struck by an struck by an orca first encounter.
Okay, so that one's definitely real. Orca is definitely real.
Again, I just think of like backhand
by the fin.
Willie's just like get on my face.
Okay, so the first two were...
There was hurt at a hair salon, other contact with a cow, or struck by an orca first encounter.
I'm going to say other contact with a cow is false. That's the lie.
Andy, what do you think?
I'm going to say hair salon just because that seems too vague.
Hair salon is the fake one. But you'd be shocked at the amount of places that they have listed. It's like... Hurt at an opera.
Really?
Hurt at, like, there's so
many. And they just say hurt? They don't say specify? Yeah, it just says hurt
at. So do you know with any of these, I know you're not a doctor, but with any of these, do incoming patients get multiple codes? So could it be like hurt at an opera was struck by a
struck
macaw?
By an orc. First encounter.
Yeah.
All right, well. Unfortunately, you didn't get the little bit of scratch that we had set aside for you.
Do you want to?
I do have a bonus question. This
oh
one,
my gosh.
This one's just kind of a. This is difficult. I made it extra difficult. How many ICD-10 codes are there currently? One, 155,000. Two, 215,000. Or three, 126,000.
215,000.
Andy.
155.
How did you get this?
It just seemed, that seemed practical.
You might know my test-making patterns.
No, I split the difference. Like, one seemed low, one seemed high.
But yeah, there's a lot of them.
If there's anything you know about doctors, that's most of medical school is just
memorizing
codes. All 155,000. No, well, apparently ICD-10 just came in recently. And, like, it's one of the doctor's favorite things to do is, like, crack it open and look for those weird ones.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have fun somehow.
That was the least enthusiastic way to say that.
When you're a doctor and there's people that aren't making it all the time and, you know.
We lost another one. But hey, look at this. Struck by McCall.
Check out that orca.
All I can say is that nurse could not wait to get out of the work environment.
Yeah,
she
I wonder
was
what
in.
Code
so maybe
you would
it's...
have had, like allergic reaction.
Well, I never after told closing. The I never told the woman
first encounter.
Like I wanted to go back there and be like, "You fucked me up."
But she was like, "See ya." She ran. She skipped town.
She's like, like out of there.
Thank you. So that's about all the time we have today. Thank you, Betsy, for telling your story.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
I really had fun.
People don't thank us enough. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah. If you're going to be in Missouri, because I know that's where most of your listeners are.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing two shows at the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater this summer. First one's going to be a little murder mystery, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Nile, and then I'm going to be doing a comedic farce called Fox in the Fairway.
And what dates are those?
I have no idea.
Oh, shit.
They're both in August.
All right. So mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars,
Missouri,
folks.
Missouri.
Show me state.
Andy, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Nope. Do you?
Yeah, I wanted to plug the book, Not a Medical Journal.
Yep.
That's... by Andy Fitch, not a doctor, MD. Look for that on your bookstore shelves.
Pre-order on Amazon. It's going to be on
Kindle.
It's going to be on Kindle.
It's an ebook right now, so you can get it now, but it's coming out hardcover in a couple weeks.
Is it available on Prime?
Amazon Prime?
Yeah. Well, like it's a digital download, but it's not going to be a hard copy until the end of July.
Oh, okay.
So, and by the time this comes out, like it should be something you can order.
And you have an excerpt prepared.
Mm-hmm. this is from January 26, 2006. This is a part of the diary entries that I kept. Dear diary, still not a doctor. Talk to you soon.
So you can expect more of that in Not a Medical Journal by Andy Fitch, not a doctor, MD.
Will you sign my copy?
When it comes out physical, in July. And it's also, I'm going to be recording the audiobook for audible.com pretty soon. Dear diary,
not a
Lisa
doctor.
Smiled at me today. Still not a doctor.
Got butterflies in my stomach. Wonder what that is. I'm not a doctor.
Dear diary, peed myself in the middle of New York City.
Hopefully I'll go to Pizza Hut tonight.
Not a doctor. You end it every single time. All right. We like to have fun.
Oh my God.
All right, so we're gonna end the podcast like we usually do, where we say
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Oh, now we're going to have to use Wu-Tang no. Clan at the end.
Who's down with OTP?
Oh, ICP? OTP. Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're gonna end it like we usually do by saying...
As much as we like talking about injuries...
We don't like getting them.
And we don't want you to get them either.
So stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there, guys. Ooh, baby, I like it. From the home of the Dodgers Brooklyn squad.